Welcome to the second Wahoo Central podcast of the new year, coming to you from the McHugh Center at the University of Virginia. I'm Jeff White, Director of News Content for VirginiaSports.com, and my guest today is Darion Atkins of the men's basketball team, which is 16-0 and ranked number 2 nationally. Darion, thanks for stopping by. How's it going?
Of course. I'm going good, man. I'm doing really well.
When you arrived at UVA in the summer of 2011, you joined a team that had barely finished above 500 the season before at 16-15. Since then, Virginia has been to the NCAA tournament twice, to the NIT once, and it's won more games every year than it did the previous year. What's it been like to be part of this building process, and is this what you envisioned when you signed your letter of intent?
When I signed my letter of intent, I did not have any of this in mind. I'm blessed to be a part of it, and ever since the beginning, it's been a great journey and a long ride, and it's been a lot of fun. It's been really nice to see each team progress, the level of talent we've recruited and been able to gain and use to be able to rise to the occasion and get as far as we have gotten this year and in recent years. I mean, it's been a lot of fun.
You guys play Saturday afternoon at Boston College. In the past couple of seasons, Virginia has broken through on the road in several places where it had not won in years, including Florida State and Clemson last season, and then Miami early this month. Virginia hasn't won at BC since 2008, long before you or any of your teammates Wow. got here, which means you have a chance to cross another venue off the list. Mm-hmm. Has that come up in the locker room this week?
That definitely hasn't come up in the locker room. I mean, I've just known in the past that it's been really tough to get a W there, but I just didn't know it's been that long. Me and my team, we just see it as another game. We're going to go in. We're not going to take them lightly. We're going to play hard. Our defense travels, and, I'm not worried.
You grew up in Clinton, Maryland, in the Washington area. You attended a prestigious private school in Bethesda, Maryland, mm-hmm. Landon. Your twin brother, Darius, attended the Duke Ellington School of mm-hmm. Arts in D.C. Is it safe to assume that education was a big priority in your household and for your mother?
For sure, for sure. I mean, she really headhunted for, to pick the right schools for us. I took every test that I could to get into every, good school. Almost went to McNamara, almost went to Gonzaga at one point. And then I got recruited to go to Landon, and that's all she wrote. And then my brother, he left to dance. And my mom, she always wanted the best for us, so she did it.
Your brother is a dancer, among other things.
Uh-huh.
Tevin Jones last year became known for his sideline dances. With yeah. Tevin gone, are you the best dancer on this team?
I am not the best dancer. I would have to hand that. I think we all would have to hand that torch down to Isaiah Wilkins. I think he's
really?
Taking, oh, yeah, for sure. You haven't seen him?
I haven't.
Okay, you got to check him out.
When you were growing up, what was the perception in the D.C. area of UVA basketball, and how has that changed since you've been here? When you go home, do you sense any more respect for mm-hmm. Virginia?
Well, definitely now when I go home, I sense a lot more respect. Not only because I play for the team and I feel like I'm repping where I'm from to play for the team. But, back then I didn't really know anything about UVA basketball, about the system or anything, or about the coaching. I was just really excited to go play for an ACC team. And definitely when I come back home, there's a lot of love. I mean, we're doing really well. And everyone's, watching us and love us.
You're 6-1 against Maryland mm-hmm. as a Cavalier.
Okay.
Do you talk some trash when you go home?
Most definitely. If anyone tries to bring that up, if anyone, because I know there are Maryland fans, I got something to throw at them.
You look a lot different than you did as a first year. I think you told me before the season that you weighed 210, 211 when you got here. Mm-hmm. You're about 30 pounds heavier yeah. now. How do you add weight like that without losing quickness and mm-hmm. athleticism?
It's been a process. It's been a journey. I've been in the weight room a lot with Coach Curtis. He's done a lot for me. I would just say with his strict program and eating the right things and working with Randy Bird, our head nutritionist, I really don't know. I mean, I think it's just been a blessing that I've been able to put on this much weight and still be able to move the same way I did when I first came in. I came in, like you said, around 209, 210, and now I'm weighing 245.
You averaged about 10 minutes per game last season when the front court was overloaded with quality players. You're playing about twice that much this season. Mm-hmm. You're averaging career highs in points and rebounds. Is this season going the way you hoped it would? on a personal level?
To be honest, individually, I think that the season is going well, and I can't ask for more. I'm in a great spot. I'm in my senior season. I'm on a team that's ranked number two in the country. We're 16-0 right now. And my figures are solid as a senior, and I can't ask for more. And I think I'm doing really well, and I think sky's the limit, not only for me but for my team.
Jason Williford, one of the assistant coaches, said before the season that you had the physical tools to play with any big man in the country. And for you, it was all about your mental approach. Mm-hmm. The neck up, he called it. How have you improved kind of on that front over mm-hmm. your career?
Over my career, I think I've definitely improved a lot. I mean, I've been patient. I've faced adversity from time to time. And I think that has worked to my benefit. And I've worked with the sports psychologist. I've talked to, you know, a lot of people. And I just been trying to be really positive. And from the neck up, I think I've come a really long way. And it's definitely playing to my benefit this year.
There are two UVA alumni playing in the NBA this season, Joe Harris and mm-hmm. Mike Scott. Akil Mitchell's in the D-League mm-hmm. and countless other former UVA players are drawing paychecks overseas. Is pro basketball something you want to pursue after graduating?
Oh, man, that is a great question. Of course it is. That's everyone's dream. Everyone's dream, and, you know, who plays basketball is to be in the NBA and try to make money, you know, after you're done with your collegiate career. So definitely, if I can, if God, you know, presents that opportunity, I definitely want to play in the NBA. But if I can't, I'm going to try my best to get there.
It's got to be exciting to know that there are just so many different avenues you can take as a basketball player. We're in football. Yep. There are not a lot. You're not going to go to Europe, you know, mm-hmm. to play football or Italy or Spain or mm-hmm. wherever. There's a lot of options. And you look at Bub and any number of guys. They're spread out all over the place.
Yeah, they really are. Yeah.
Since losing at home to Wisconsin in December 2013, the team has won 20 straight games at John Paul Jones Arena. Oh. What's it like coming out of the tunnel, seeing the student section full, and then playing in that atmosphere?
Man, I mean, it's a great experience. I'm just lucky. I'm really lucky to be, you know, to be able to say that I can do this. I don't think there's any other atmosphere like our atmosphere here at John Paul Jones Arena in Charlottesville. I mean, coming out of that arena, seeing everyone hyped and pumped and screaming and chanting for us, and just sticking through it with us every single home game, it's great.
Your young guys are kind of spoiled, aren't they? This is all they know. When you think back to your first year, it was not like that for every game.
Not at all. Mm-mm, it wasn't. I mean, I look back and I think that not even with that, even with practice and the way we do things in our culture, I mean, it's completely different. And I'm happy for those guys that they get to come in and be able to experience that.
You've started the past three games and nine overall this season. Is starting a big deal for you?
No, not at all. That was one thing coming into the season that I didn't want to, you know, have to, you know, worry about. Even though I'm a senior and I've, you know, been a part of the team for a while and I feel like I've put my time in, that's not something I wanted to worry about. You know, I knew that I was going to play. So whatever opportunity that I got, I just, you know, make the most of it, and it is what it is right now.
When you had to make your college choice, your finalists were UVA and Notre Dame.
Yep.
Obviously, you decided to come here. Mm-hmm. Whenever he's asked about you, Mike Bray is always extremely complimentary. You're now 3-0 against the Fighting Irish. Uh-huh. Did Coach Bray catch up with you Saturday night in South Bend?
No, I mean,
before or after the game?
No, I mean, he gave me a few looks while I was on and off the court, you know, nodding his head, and, you know, if they weren't negative looks. They were like, you know, good game, or you know, you're playing well, or something like that. And yeah, I mean, he's a great coach, and I was this close from going there, this close. I was really close.
What ultimately kind of swayed you in Virginia's favor?
So I took my official there, and I was literally about to commit to go there, and then I didn't give Virginia, you know, a fair play because I took two unofficials here, and then when I took my official here, finally, I fell in love with the coach, with Coach Bennett, the coach staff, and I felt like I had a better connection with the players here than rather over there because even though I knew Eric Atkins and Jaren Grant, who's, you know, the best player right now, I had a better connection.
You said after the game the other day that Jaren Grant was giving you a hard time about your offense and your jump hook and your moves. You did not score a lot in high school, which is unusual for, you know, most ACC players were big-time scorers in high school. Mm-hmm. Some of them don't score as much once they get to college. Mm-hmm. Is that because Joe McDonald took all the shots, or were you were you a work in progress?
I wouldn't say that I didn't score.
You averaged 15 a game,
yeah,
which is.
But I should have averaged, around like 30 or something like that, but it's all good. No, I mean, yeah, I had some great players. I had a few great, great, great players with me. My freshman year, I had Christian Webster. And other years after that, I had Joe McDonald. He was a really aggressive guard, and he got his buckets. I mean, I think it's safe to say that I was a work in progress, and I just worked my butt off, and now I am, I'm here.
How would you compare kind of your confidence level when you put up that jump shot now mm-hmm. as when you – I don't even know if you would have put that shot up.
You mean a three-pointer?
No, just like the elbow jumper, yeah. The foul line jumper. I mean, your first couple of years, I'm not sure you would have taken that necessarily.
Yeah, I mean, my first year, definitely not. Second year, third year, probably. But, I mean, this year I just feel like, I'm at an all-time high with my confidence. I have nothing to lose. This is my last year. I'm having fun. Me and my team were in a great spot. And coaches, they're looking for me to make those shots, and I've really been working on it. So if they see me put in the work and I produce, then, I can take those shots.
You share an apartment with five teammates, yep. Anthony Gill, Malcolm Brogdon, Devin Hall, London Parentes, and Darius Thompson. Mm-hmm. How's that working out?
Right now, so far, it's been working out pretty good. I can tell you one thing. It stinks a lot. But I mean, I get along with those guys. We have fun. We stay out of each other's way. We have our privacy. But the only thing there's only one downside. It stinks kind of just the trash and the dishes. I mean, we have a rule that people are supposed to do their dishes, but no one does them. So,
all right, one final question. I'll let you go. Fans are always fascinated with the players that they don't get to see in the games. Mm-hmm. You got two guys sitting out this season, Darius and Jack Salt. You see them every day in mm-hmm. practice. Give us a scouting report on each one. What can people look for next season when these guys are eligible?
All right. So I'll go, because I'm a big man, I'll go with my fellow big man first. Jack Salt, he's a banger. He's a hard hitter. He's really physical. He's got double moves in the post. He's coming along really, really well. He's developing, you may not know this. I don't think you've seen this, but he's trying to develop his 15, 18 footer. He won't be taking it off the bounce a lot, but his post moves are getting a lot better, and he's just all around naturally physical. So that's going to be really good for him to play to his advantage. And Darius Thompson, he's a heady guard. He's aggressive. He's got a little shake and bake to him. He can wheel and deal with the ball. He's a great floor general. He can actually get up off the floor really, really well. So watch your head, just in case, you're out there next year and you get dunked on by him. He's developing his 18-footer, his three-point shot. It's coming along really well. And I think he's tough to guard because he's so shifty and crafty.
I'll sneak in one more. You are the only senior in terms of athletic eligibility, so this team could return intact. Except for you, will be kind of strange next year watching mm-hmm. this team on TV.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure.
It's basically the same team.
The exact same team. Yeah, I mean, I'm going to miss these guys. It's been a fun ride. And I just pray and hope that we can do whatever we accomplish this year, we can do that, if not better or better next year.
All right, Darian, thanks for stopping by, and I'll see you in Boston.
All right.
For those not making the trip to Conte Forum, where good seats, I'm sure, are still available, the game can be seen on the Regional Sports Network on Saturday afternoon starting at 2 o'clock. I'll be back next week with another Wahoo Central podcast. Until then, remember to check VirginiaSports.com for updates on all 25 of our teams. And thanks for listening.